Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save in Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Back here at the West Plains Civic Center, please bring you this junior high girls matchup between the Mountain Home Lady Bombers and the West Plains Lady Zizzers. Lady Bombers will be moving from right to left in front of us here at the scorer's table. They're in their road blues, white numerals, gold trim, and the West Plains Lady Zizzers will be moving from left to right in front of us here in this first half. They're in their home whites, black and red numerals with black and red trim, a little bit of white in there too. Ready to get things started. 6 minute quarters here for this junior high girls game. That may vary depending on which game that they play and who they play. At the junior high level, high school level, it's always 8 minutes. And the officials are talking. They're extending the quarters. They are now talking about whether or not we're going to play with 6 or 7 minute quarters. We're going to play with 7 minute quarters now instead of six. We're ready to get things underway. So they're talking again about changing the game length. And they're going back to 6 minute quarters. In the jump circle for West Plains will be number 20, Emily Dawson. Jumping for the Lady Bombers will be Lakin Moore. The officials conferred and changed the time of the quarters three separate times. We're finally ready to get underway here in West Plains, Missouri. Ball's in the air. Lady Bombers control it. We're underway here in West Plains. Husky with it now between the circles, dribbling to her left now to Chankowski. Chankowski back to Husky on the right wing. Husky inside to Estes. Estes missed the layup, rebounded by West Plains. Lawson with it now, between the circles, across the timeline at the three-point line. Finally met by a Lady Bomber defender. Ball gets fed inside, kick back out to Dixon. Dixon driving to her left, back up top to Lawson. Lawson driving, now kicks it to, I believe that's Judd. Yes, it is. Back to Dixon. Dixon driving inside, a lot of contact. Whistle, it's out of bounds. West Plains will control it. No score here. 5:18 left in this first quarter. I believe it's Dixon triggering the inbound. Bounce pass inside to Gone. Gone bouncing against Husky. Hook shot off the window. Rattle around. Offensive rebound to Dawson. Dawson puts it up and in, and it's 2-0 West Plains. West Plains in a full court press. It's over to Moore now, back to Husky. Opposite free throw line, Husky across the timeline, over to Massey. Massey inside to Moore. Excuse me, back to Massey, up top to Husky on the right side. Husky to the corner, over to Estes. Back to Husky on the right wing. Dribbles to her right to the corner, Estes. Back to Husky, 4:40 left in this first quarter. Chankowski on the left wing now. Swung to Estes running the baseline, back to Husky between the circles, over to Estes in the short corner, driving to her right. There's a whistle and a foul. She's going to shoot a couple free throws. Going to call the foul on Emily Dixon. It'll be her first foul, team's first for West Plains, as it sends Ashlyn Estes, the 5'6 freshman, to the free throw line. First free throw on the way, good, and the Lady Bombers are on the board. Estes taking a couple dribbles, puts it up, second one good, didn't hit the rim either free throw, and it's 2-2. So here's Lawson now, three-quarter court pressure by the Lady Bombers. Lawson met by two Lady Bombers, gets around the trap, tried to feed it inside to Dawson, she threw it away, and the Lady Bombers will take it back. Jankowski will throw it in, ended Moore. Back to Chankowski, over to Husky on the right side. Husky's going to dribble it up the sideline. Back to Chankowski. Across half court, finally, to Moore. Over to Husky on the right side. Husky to the right corner to Estes. Estes, three-pointer on the way, won't go. Offensive rebound by Massey. Massey, there's a whistle and a foul. She put it back up, and she'll shoot a couple free throws. Call the foul on Olivia Lawson. Be her first, team second of the ball game. Free throw by Massey. Rattled around, didn't fall. 13, let's go. Lady Bombers 2 of 3 from the free throw line so far. Second one on the way, good. And the Lady Bombers have the lead. 3-2 our score early on, 4 minutes left in this first quarter. Little half-court pressure. Ball is bounced into the backcourt. It is tipped, and West Plains will take it back. About 5 feet to the left of the half-court stripe. Dawson will throw it in to Lawson. Lawson now to Gone, met by a trap. Over to Keller. Kicks it out. Dawson back to Gone between the circles. Hand off to Lawson. Gone, jumper on the way, won't go. Rebound brought down by Massey, but she lost the handle. Jumper on the way from West Plains, won't go. Estes the rebound. There's a whistle and a foul. It's going to go against West Plains. Foul number 10 of West Plains. Kaylee Dixon, her first, team's third. Lady Bombers get it in. Husky. Back up top to Chankowski. To Husky. Still not across half court. Still some. They've shortened it to a three-quarter court press. They finally get across the timeline. Husky to the corner. Estes. Three-pointer on the way from Husky. Banked it in. And it's 6-2 Lady Bombers. 3 minutes left in this first quarter. 6-2 our score. Lady Bombers leading. Ball's in the hands of Lawson. To the left side of Dixon, trapped by the Lady Bombers. There's a whistle and a double dribble's called. The third turnover for West Plains so far just in this first quarter. And the Lady Bombers will get it back. West Plains getting back into, looks like a 2-3 defense. To Chankowski on the right side, Husky up top. Husky dribbling to her right, Estes in the corner. Estes looking to Chankowski on the right wing, back between the circles to Husky. Swung to the left side, this is Massey. Over to Estes in the, on the right side corner. Husky, three-pointer on the way from the college stripe. She hits it. Back-to-back threes for Parker Husky. And West Plains wants a timeout. We'll take one with them. 9-2 your score. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis. And doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic. And why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed COVID safety guidelines.
Back here in West Plains, quick timeout taken by Coach Cass Johnson, former standout at College of the Ozarks. Just outside of Branson. Full court pressure by the Lady Bombers. There's a trap, a whistle, and an offensive foul's called. Another turnover. Called it on Olivia Lawson, be her second foul. It's going to stay in the ball game for the moment. Chankowski will trigger it underneath her own basket. Gets it out to Moore. Three-pointer on the way, won't go. Dive for the loose ball. There's a whistle, and they're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrows pointing toward West Plains. Dawson will throw it in. Chankowski guarding the ball full court. Into Gone. Back to Lawson. Lawson driving, met by two Lady Bombers, now met by three Lady Bombers. Swung ahead to Judd. Judd driving inside, lost the handle. West Plains comes back up with it. Jumper by Gone on the way, rattle around, wouldn't go. Rebounded by Jordan Massey. Parker Husky pushing ahead now to the right side on the right wing. Sent to Estes. Chankowski wants a three-pointer. It's long. Offensive rebound to Massey. Puts it back up off the window and good. 11-2 our score. Lady Bombers in a full court trap once again. Swung across half court to Dawson, and it's picked off by the Lady Bombers. Massey pushing ahead. Over to Moore. Up top to Husky. On the Grizzly logo. Blue and red Grizzly logo. As it swung to Husky, almost thrown away. Minute 20 remaining in this first quarter. Ball's kicked out to Chankowski. Husky between the circles now. Fed inside to Massey. Off the window, wouldn't go. Was tipped in the air. Brought down by West Plains. Going with it now between the circles. There's no shot clock being used for this game or the next game. Shot clock being used last week in the game versus Cabot, but not against the Harrison Goblins. As we have a whistle and an offensive foul is going to be called. They're going to give it to Judd, I believe. Third offensive foul of the ball game as two new Lady Bombers check in. It's Brooklyn Arms and Monica Chafin. They'll come in replacing Jordan Massey and Lake and Moore. West Plains still in the zone. 50 seconds left in this first quarter. Husky with it now. Over to the left side, Arms. Thought about a three. She's going to bring it down. Didn't bring it down soon enough. It's a whistle and a travel.
Hey, five.
And Lady Bombers moving their defense back to half court to a half court man. Lawson with it, guarded by Chankowski. Drives to her right. Lawson driving to the rim. There's a whistle and a foul. Wait to see if they count the bucket. No shot. It's going to be underneath. Foul's going to be on Allie Chankowski. Be her first, Lady Bomber's first foul. As Whitney Wilbur will step in, replacing Ashlyn Estes. Bounce pass inside to Lawson. Off the window, good. Second bucket of the first quarter for West Plains, and it's 11-4. Lady Bombers will hold for the final shot, I'd assume. Husky between the circles now. About a step past the timeline. Husky with it. Screen from Chankowski. Still inside the circle now. Down to 12. Back up top to Husky. To Chankowski on the right side. Over to Wilbur. Back to Chankowski, down to 6 on the clock. Husky up top with it, dribbles to her right, still dribbling, pulls up from the right elbow, rattle in and out. Rebounded by West Plains, and that'll do it for your first quarter. Lady Bombers get off to a hot start. They lead 11-4 after the first quarter. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We all know this holiday season isn't like other years, but one thing you can still count on is me, as in me banking. When you're shopping locally and online, keep close watch on your accounts with Farmers and Merchants and the Bank of Fayetteville's Me Banking mobile app. Use Me Banking mobile for instant balances, moving money around, fraud alerts, even control your debit card. Keep your money safe and yourself healthy this season. Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, member FDIC.